Monday, December 7th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Weather conditions in South America are becoming more typical La Niña-like. It is usually northeast Brazil and southern Brazil and Argentina where dry conditions prevail, producing yield losses, with other major growing areas such as the Mato Grosso producing well in La Niña. The Mato Grosso started out unusually dry this time, with a huge moisture deficit, and the current resumption of rain should relieve some of that stress. Drier weather is forecast to develop in regions where it is supposed to happen in La Niña. Most of the crop loss in South America in La Niña year typically occurs in Argentina. There are some losses in Brazil that are typically balanced out by regions such as the Mato Grosso that still produce well. Given the possibility that the good growing regions in Brazil are not good enough to offset losses elsewhere in South America this time, the potential for overall loss is greater. Bulls need to defend last week's lows and then have the USDA remind the trade that balance sheets are still tightening on Thursday in the December reports. The trade is also worrying about how much China will take as Donald J. Trump continues to throw grenades into geopolitical relations, raising tensions, appearing to want to prod China into blowing things up before Biden takes over. They are reportedly preparing more sanctions on Chinese officials over what China considers domestic issues. To this point, Beijing has not responded in kind, which has only encouraged them to pull more pins, throwing more grenades, trying to find their breaking point. They will, at the very least, leave China seething for Biden to deal with. They are making progress in another round of COVID aid in Congress, but they have three big balls in the air for spending. There is the Defense Department's funding allocation bill. Funding the government passed this Friday, December 11th, in an omnibus spending bill, as well as the next COVID aid bill. The total goes past $3 trillion when added all together. Donald J. Trump says that he'll veto defense spending because they did not include removing social media content liability protection, causing them to flag his tweets as non-factual. Republican senators say they will override it. That would be gutsy. The balls are in the air. Can they catch all three? On a cheerier note, the live Christmas tree industry has been hurting, suffering from a trend toward artificial trees, of which our household has several. The pandemic has had a surprise impact on a number of things. Everyone wanted a swimming pool in their backyard last summer, and now many more want a real Christmas tree for the holiday. Our home was decorated for Christmas by Thanksgiving, which is also a trend of getting ready for Christmas sooner than normal. People are home, many are depressed, and need a shot of Christmas joy until they get a vaccine. There are Christmas tree farms that are sold out from the early strong demand. This year, Christmas tree vendors should have a very Merry Christmas, too. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the cattle. It was a rough week for the beef product market with another 417 loss in the choice cutout on Friday. Christmas prime rib business wrapped up. Given the margins that packers were working with, they can stand some deflation of the product market before getting too mean bidding lower for cash cattle. I know, that won't stop them. My worry is that there's more to this than just a seasonal top in the beef market. The primary access to selling consumers' beef is now through the drive-up window and from the meat case in the supermarket. Even I may dip into the freezer for food rather than venture to the store with the COVID rate running 50% of those tested here. If looking for some good demand news for U.S. beef, I think that it is found in the export outlook. Primary Asian buyers such as China have seen a solid economic recovery from the pandemic. The dollar is trending lower against these currencies, so their buying power is strengthening from the exchange rate. I am more optimistic over growth in U.S. beef exports to China than I am pork exports, which are likely to flatten. There have been weeks when China has bought more U.S. beef than they have pork. They have a middle class which can afford U.S. beef, and they are finding that market. The U.S. Meat Export Federation predicts that within 5 years, China will be our biggest beef importer and stay that way. That helps them comply with Phase 1. On the pork side, the near-term risk to this market is from demand. China has not been living up to the hype of being the great pork buyer. Mexico is taking that title. People eat even during a pandemic, but we know that consumption changes when stay-at-home orders are issued. There's also the problem of keeping workers in the plants. They canceled the Pork Congress again that was supposed to happen in late January, if that tells us anything. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.